We're going to focus our attention on a wheel of light behind us, turning around and seeing this wheel. Take note of what color it is and what's its level of clarity. When you look at this wheel, what does it remind you of? Does it remind you of someone you know or someone you knew? Does it remind you of something from your past? Either something you did or did not do. And you may notice this wheel of light has many spokes, all connected around the central hub of light. A wheel within a wheel, and many, many spokes connecting the outer wheel to the inner wheel. And taking your consciousness now and placing it on the outer wheel. And allowing your focus to spread all the way around this outer wheel, becoming the wheel. And experiencing the rotations of this wheel, as a slow, relaxed, rhythmical pace. And as you rotate, you may notice little tiny fringes beginning to show up. And after a couple more rotations, your consciousness being satisfied with that experience begins to seep into the spokes, becoming that energy and feeling a faster rhythm, being closer here to the center. And the fringe continues to grow on the outer wheel, but here, as a spoke, the energies become more refined and clearer than the outer wheel. And as the spokes clear up through exposure to the divine wills you carry within you and within your consciousness, and the spokes are absorbing it, And as the spokes absorb these energies, you begin to slide into the hub of the wheel. And the rhythm here is so fast that the frequency of it is like a distant humming in your ear. And you become that rhythm. And as the outer wheel slowly turns and the inner spokes turn ever faster, you are now at such a rate and frequency, moving faster than the human eye could ever possibly perceive. Looking only like a solid object. An illusion. And at the hub of this wheel is love, drawing everything towards it, absorbing it, including it, and at the same time, moving it. Love is receptive, but it always leads to action. Love is receptive, but it always leads to action. Love is receptive. It draws, but it always leads to action. To ponder the idea of that which is receptive causing all action on some level. It is at the center of everything in this reality. For the creator of this world is immersed in the will to unify, ever evolving, ever needing our help to evolve. For through the work of their creation is their salvation. At the center of all things is love, and the will to unify is that love. It is that energy which makes all things, all people, all situations, all circumstances whole. Love brings wholeness, for it is magnetic to all that it requires to complete itself. And it is the greatest power any human being can have, to hold love, to radiate love, to inspire love in others, and for others to respond with love. And now for a moment touching again your will center and seeing now the center of your will center, the hub of this wheel, and putting all your consciousness now here, the hub of this will, in the center of your will center, and setting your intent to have the time and the love to serve your highest good in all things. Setting your intent for the highest good for you in all things. Using your free will, setting your intent for the highest and best for you. And now, expressing the will to unify by focusing your will and your intent for the highest and best for all others everywhere. Radiating will to unify. And as you're radiating this energy outward, you're experiencing with every turn of the wheel an infusion of more will to unify. And the more you receive, the more you are able to radiate, allowing these energies to flow to you and through you, outward, in all directions. Radiating love and wisdom. Wisdom and love. The wisdom born of love. And finding the love you were born with. And going back even further to the love of the soul from whose consciousness you came. Born, shared with love. From love to love. Coming back slowly into the room when you are ready. Namaste.